You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Yo, campers, what's up? It's Black Lou, King, Tiger, and welcome to The Bonfire's Best of the Week. Coming up, Dan and Jay imagine a love affair between Cardi B and our very own Jacob. Plus, guest Shane Gillis talks about his disgust for local news. But first, Reddit offers The Bonfire some constructive criticism. Enjoy! Oh, and before I get out of here, please make sure to follow us on all social media platforms at The Bonfire SXM. Even TikTok.
It is so good to be back. It feels like forever. It was only a week, but it felt very, very long. I miss this show so much when we're not doing it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's not much fan interaction on off weeks of the show. And I made the terrible, we were talking briefly before we started the show today. I made the, it's not a mistake, but I made the odd move of going on Bonfire's subreddit thing. And boy, oh boy.
That one stings. That one stings. You know what it is? Is for people that don't, you know, that are people who are like, hey, you just take it. You know, just fucking, so what, man? It's like, it's really hard to read something about yourself that you're like, number one, if it's like a, there are times where there's like constructive criticism. There is times where I'll read some shit. You know, I haven't gone on Reddit in a while, and on our Reddit. I've gone on Reddit, but I haven't gone on, I found that Reddit's much more enjoyable in other people's subreddits and not going in fucking our own. Because just when you go on your own, sometimes you read some shit that'll, maybe the person didn't intend to offend you, or maybe they did. And a lot of times Reddit, they do intend to offend, like you. Like if you read that, you'd be like, but.
Yeah, no, the stuff I read was volatile.
Listen, I understand that on this show, I think sometimes we can say stuff and come off like giant pussies. Like I'm like, oh no. I'm saying when you read some stuff on Reddit, it sometimes comes off like a sucker punch because it's about you. Unless you have a subreddit about you where other people talk, because really that subreddit is for fans to talk openly and honestly, which again is why you can get some great constructive criticism sometimes. I've learned by going on several subreddits in the past couple weeks, everyone is sick of Zoom shows, and it makes fucking sense. However sick you are of doing Zoom, times that by 10, and that's how we feel doing this show. It is, I did fucking morning press in St. Louis on the Riz show, and being in a fucking radio studio with other people, the first thought I had was like, man, I can't wait for the Bonfire to come back in the studio.
Oh, yeah, that's so I went on Reddit one day for like an hour or so, and
it's too much time, dude.
They hate the show. This is by, I'm saying, if you just want to deduce by what you read on this thing, almost everybody has stopped listening to this show since quarantine because it sucks now.
Okay, fair enough. Dan, good notes.
Dan is the rainbow is that Dan is gaily woke.
Yes, and guys.
I am raging racist. Christine should never fucking talk on microphone ever. They hate when she opens her mouth at all.
Christine, I hate to interject. I know I cut you off nonstop, Jay, but to interject, Christine, I'm going to muzzle you. I'm sending you a Bonfire muzzle, which doubles as a face mask. So,
oh, by the way, that's a swinging pendulum, by the way, Dan. I bowl over you.
Well, you just did it. I'm just kidding.
I pull over you. You, or someone just comes right back and goes, no, no, no. Dan bowls over everything. Yeah. And then they give an example. And then they really want me to shut up. They go, I ask Jacob questions and then bowl over his answer. And they hate that. And just, we want to hear Jacob. And they want me to shut the fuck up.
Jay, I'm sorry. I just need, as a Jewish man, Jacob, how do you feel that Jay's comment as a fellow Jew was towards you? Okay, I'm going to cut you off right there.
Let me cut you off right there and say, listen, also, the other one is that I found very interesting is some people think I'm downright abusive to Christine. I treat her like shit. Some people think she deserves to be treated like shit. I don't treat her like shit.
How did it take us this long for us to do a Big J recap of fucking Reddit? Because it's pretty entertaining, and it doesn't sting as much as when you read it.
Well, it's so funny. That's
coming from a gay woke.
Just the idea that there's someone like the positive comment, and they go, Jay's abusive as shit and treats Christine like shit. And then some people are like, no, dude, like she deserves to get treated like that. And then you're like, you want to go, it's like, yeah. And it's like, wait a second, I don't treat her like shit.
Also, what's funny is I'm a jittery stoner. I think all my thoughts jitter around a lot. That's how I would say, I'm a little jitterbug. Yeah. And dude, I completely understand people being like, you know, we're always funny about everything. So uh-huh. I even understood that when we talked about the George Floyd protest, there are going to be a lot of people that are like, hey, dude, we don't come here for that. And completely understandable. Sure. But I love that showing any sort of empathy for someone is like, you woke fag. And you're like, oh, why? It's like, hey, you know, maybe we should talk about, by the way, I'm not saying I was right about everything. I was probably wrong about, who fucking knows?
But no, but it's not even about that. It's just the ultimate idea is, though, like, the fans of the show. Hey,
Let me pull over you and cut you off and not let you finish. What I want to say is a friend who also is in a similar situation, that when they read, you know, Reddit, and sometimes some shit comes up that fucking gets you in the feels, hurts your feels.
Sure.
I will say I got mad about a comment or whatever, and I talked to old Gillis, and Gillis and I were talking about how, you know, like, everyone gets it. Everyone catches it on Reddit. There's not one person that walks through the raindrops and everyone's like, this person's great. Dude, I went to Bill Burr's Reddit and people were like, he fucking sucks. Ever since he got married and had a baby, he fucking sucks. And Paper Tiger, his latest Netflix special, is arguably his best special. I've watched every Bill Burr special several times. Paper Tiger is a fucking, that's a banger. That one right there is like, you listen to fucking Paper Tiger, and that's like, that's almost peak Bill Burr. And it's because he's aged in his career or whatever. My point being is like, you can go to any subreddit and they dog on the show. And I think right now during the quarantine, a lot of people have a lot of frustration and anger, and because shit's not regular. We're not, you know, it's like when you get constipated or you have diarrhea, you get frustrated because you're like, I'm not fucking regular. I'm either not shitting or it's just liquid shit all over the place. So I kind of understand that everyone's like, fuck everything right now. The point of Reddit is to be critical. Danny the Bull Gravano here. I just want to say no one's listening anymore. So you guys are delusional idiots.
Yeah, well, it's funny. It didn't get me really down at all. I genuinely have such a thought of that. I go, if these people, you know, I don't have to over-explain for the 5,000th time my discipleship to Stern, but, you know, it's the best line in the movie. Why are they listening? Like, people love him, listen for this many hours. Why? To hear what he's going to say next. The people that hate him listen for like an hour more than that. And like, if they hate him, why do they listen? Like, that most common answer, I want to hear what they're going to say next. So the reality to my thing is, people going on our subreddit to say they haven't listened to the show in months. They're like, why are you going on the subreddit? I just want to check in on what people be talking about the show. So we've hit a fucking nerve and a thing, whatever that is. I really honestly got to look at all of that as like, people are engaged, dude. Zillions of people know us and we don't know who they are. They know us through this. And the show is, one thing I'm not worried about is the quality of the show. It's not ideal on Zoom. It's not the best situation for us, comedically, chemistry-wise, and all that stuff. Yeah. However, you still got two of the fucking, like two friends that are just like, have such a good like riff together. And find it that we put out funny shit every goddamn thing. If it's serious, it's funny. That's what it was interesting. We said we both kind of got some things, people going like, people go in either direction where they're like, geez, Dan got so serious about the George Floyd thing. At least Jay kept it funny. And then it's like other ones going like, Dan, thanks for trying to like shed some, you know, light and say some real stuff.
That's not the one I want. That's not the side I want to be on where they're like, hey, Dan, thanks for being a serious fucking pussy.
And they're like, and fucking Jay just keeps making jokes. And they're like that. And it's like, For the thousandth time, and you know, there was comics that were tweeting out like to be more political during these times. And I go, my fans know who I am. None of my fans think I'm a racist. None of my fans think that. If you know me, and through what I do and all the broadcasting and everything, and then you too, Dan, there's not. You don't need me to tell you. Like, and it's like, hey, stop the presses.
Yeah,
Black Lives Matter. It's like, you know, it's like, yeah. It's like, if you know me, you know. It's like, why would I ever argue with Black? Yeah, Black Lives do Matter. Why is that an argument? But it's like, and now let's take the piss out of the whole thing, whether it be the Black Lives Matter movement or people who hate Black Lives Matter. Exactly. You make fun of somebody who was so. If there was a video of somebody being so adamantly hysterical about wanting to tear down the Christopher Columbus statues, I'd laugh at that just as hard. As the guys, you know, it's like guys picking on a jerk off because they want to defend the fucking statue. Right is right. And the story. So, but we don't need to be so political.
Well, the thing that makes sure. Yeah. The one that really made me laugh, kept making me laugh were the ones that were like, oh, fucking Soders is trying to protect his billions job. Everyone knows that. And it's like, dude, do you understand that if I got fired from Billions, it would just raise my clout in the comedy game so much more? Because I was definitely probably going, if I got fired for something, it was probably something I was going for a joke. Because most things I do in public are I go for jokes. So if there's something fireable, which there definitely is, fucking great. Cool, man.
If you're just going to put the words that was said on paper, you definitely fire.
I mean,
They would remove me from every major platform I'm on. If they just put the words on paper and go, this is the feelings of this guy.
Yeah.
You they go, would tear down, no.
they would tear down my Dan Soder statue at the New Era Museum. the biggest head to wear a New Era cap.
The only 8.5 fitted hat we ever made.
Also, what kind of fucking retard is like, oh, dude, you're worried about losing your job? Yeah, we all are, motherfucker. It's a pandemic. Who's not worried about? I want to know what kind of psycho walks around like, I don't fucking worry about losing my job. It's like, if I do, can I live with you? How about that? Yeah. How do I come fucking move in with you? Because I think that's so funny when people are like, he's just now, if I'm pandering for a job, fuck yeah, call me out for that. But you're trying to act like I'm not, dude. You know how much
call everybody out for everything. That's fine.
It's funny. But also, like, do you know how bummed out you'd be if we lost the bonfire? people act like they'd be like, they're just trying to save their jobs. First off, not trying to save my job. Number two, if we lost our jobs, Jay and I would be fine. We would go start a podcast. You know what I mean? But like,
we just do it on a different platform. But yeah. So that's what I'm saying with the Reddit thing. I'm not worried about it. It's like, and by the way, everyone says it's so funny. They go at each other. They go, I know now everyone's going to say to me, well, then don't listen. And it's like, sure. I mean, I guess sort of is it. Like,
yeah, well, that is a result. I hate to tell you this, but that is an actual solution.
Yeah, you could stop listening to it at all.
By the way, I stopped listening to Reddit 2 months ago.
Hello, everybody. DJ Lou here. On Tuesday's show, Big J asks the question, what type of body would you rather make love to, Paris Hilton or Cardi B? And then that morphs into, what if Cardi and Jacob had a love affair? Enjoy.
Cardi B with that stripping background, that's like getting into a fist fight with a former hockey player. You're like, they're gonna be able to fucking throw. This is going to be a problem. Like, Cardi would do stuff to you where you'd be like, oh, I shouldn't move, right? Like, you know, like she'd be like moving or wiggling around, or you'd be like, yeah, oh, God, you're all wiggly.
Like, Cardi mean to you, too. And she's like, she goes, yeah, you like when I suck that dick, you white motherfucker.
Yeah, like, I'd be like, oh, why is that going to make, oh, why are you going to make me come? She's like, you pink nippled weirdo. I'm like, oh, I'm about to blow. I didn't know I needed this.
Yo, your dick hair stubble hurt me.
She would be so mean to me. Cardi, stop yelling at me. Why? Stop being mean to me.
Dude, Jacob getting annoyed soft would be the best.
You just have a nice night. You just
keep your legs together, stupid.
He goes, okay, I'm trying to suck your dick. I'm let me suck your dick. And he's like,
why are you doing bird noises?
Stop making fun of me.
Stop. She goes, stop moving. You're like, I'm not moving. You'd do one of those disagreements, you know, when children do it with like professionals where they're like, hey, don't move your arm. They're like, I'm not moving my arm. It'd be like one of those arguments.
Amber Rose. Oh, yeah. I forgot about her. Yeah, she's got a good body too, but
I see. I don't know why I like that.
I would pick all of that, and I don't have a dick where I'm like, I'm going to be pulling long strokes on these big butts. I'm like, yeah. I'll figure out my positions, but they're going to throw it down.
Yeah. Yeah, they would bounce on me in a way that I feel like I would have to learn how to catch it.
I mean, Amber Rose has fucked thugs into being little princesses. I mean, she's...
It's crazy.
It's crazy what that girl's pussy has done to terrifying men.
If she can do that to those guys, she can make me a Manchurian candidate.
She got dudes with face tattoos like, yo, you're so pretty, you want to go to the botanical gardens?
Yeah. She's like, actually, he got out of jail for murder, and we're gonna go crafting next Saturday.
You're doing like, pottery.
How good is that pussy?
Yo, I'm time to put down the guns and pick up the clay pots, yo.
Yo, my man's was dead, and I knew that the muffins was gonna be out by 10 a.m. and Amber loves the cinnamon muffins. And you're like,
yeah, yo, we're going to a gallery today to look at Southwestern art.
I mean, and for her to get let loose on like a normal, like a guy like me or Jacob, I'd just be like, how do I move? How do I move in this situation? She's like, you're gonna get us both hurt. Shoot, yeah. Tell me that. Hey, stop me. You're going to get us both hurt.
You want us to both get out of this alive? And you do the right thing. I mean, yeah, Amber Rose, they show a girl like you lay with like in an eye position on your back with your boner up, and she does like a full split across your body, like facing perpendicular to you.
I bet she like LeBron chalks up before she gets in there. She's like, all right, let's get in there. Gets on you, shit. And you're like, even when we were talking about that, it made me think of the Garth line where he fucks Kim Basinger in the second Wayne's World, and she's dancing. Like, you're all squiggly.
Dude, that's so fucking funny, dude. Yeah, she would
just run right through us.
I mean, Amber Rose has done, I mean, her pussy, she had a TV show, everything off of her pussy. She is uninteresting and dumb as balls. And that, like, just that of her right there has made her, like, a fucking TV show. It had, like, a 10-episode run.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, some people just show up and shoot their shot and fucking nail it. And she was like, hey, Kanye. Like, Kanye brought her, you know, didn't she get on through, like, being Kanye's girlfriend? And then...
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he found Kim.
All right. Christine's always trying to gas up. She's like, and then...
Yeah, she loves his Armenians. Where's and your Kardashian picture of this, Christine?
Huh? You all remember that I did work with Amber on the Foxhole Celebrity Weekend live from Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah. Did you bone up when you saw her, dude? Her body's retarded.
Her standing next to you, Jacob, yeah. were you like, I have no shot at all? If she would have wanted to fuck you, you've been in the same room with her, would she just she'd destroy you?
Oh, Amber Rose? Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Dude, if someone...
I thought she...
Could someone Photoshop... You know that you know how they do all those memes of like the 12 black guys standing behind the white girl on the couch?
Yeah, yeah.
If someone could put Jacob as the girl on the couch, all the big booty girls behind him, just like Amber Rose, fucking Cardi B, all of them.
And Jacob, forget the fact that the violence she would bring upon your whole genital area on pure. Yeah. If you're picking now the best. Go back to the Paris Hilton. Yeah. If you're picking these three, are you still going Paris Hilton?
I wasn't into Amber when I met her, and I don't think she looked like that photo that we're watching now. Like, I think this is Photoshop for sure, Jay. I think you'd be... the real life was different, in my opinion. I would still take Paris. I don't know why Paris is, like, the only alternative. It's not... I mean, she's, like, the other end of the spectrum.
These are the options, really, Jacob. Crazy.
Well, because she's like waifishly thin, small boobs, kind of like small ass.
Look, I'm more of like an athletic, but I mean, I could tell you who I think is like an ideal for me.
Well, what CW show is this girl on?
Flash.
I saw her in an episode of Green Arrow. She played a waitress.
She played waitress too.
Allison Brie.
Oh, that's all right. Glow.
I'm going to do my thing right now, Christine. Bring up Allison Brie, and just, I don't even know what she looks like, and put her up next to Amber Rose and fucking Cardi B, and it's just going to be such a bizarre difference.
That's Jacob's choice. That's his taste.
Allison Brie is awesome. She's on Community, Mad Men.
I'm not saying she's not a pretty girl. She is a pretty girl. It's a girl that if she was like, hey, I want to fuck you, everyone would be like, great. I'm just saying that, like, that's not even a contest, dude.
I have to say, like, what we're doing right now, just as a woman, this is all so shitty that I do have to state, like, I think all of us would be happy to fuck all of these women. If any one of these
single
girls,
one of them.
Anyone, any.
I just state for the record, any one of them, I'd be like, also, the best time of my life.
The entire premise of this entire thing was that none of us would be able to satisfy any of these women by a long stretch of the imagination.
Well, here's the best part of the thing, too. Absolutely. Here's the best part. It should always be understood when we do these judgmental things. None of these girls we're talking about would fuck any of us. Maybe Dan. But they would never fuck any of us.
No, it would have to take.
No, you can get Allison Brie, dude. She's whatevs, bro. No,
she's married to what's his name?
Franco.
Yeah, one of the Franco brothers, James. Yeah, the younger
Dave Franco,
the likable one, Dave Franco.
Yeah, he settled.
No way, man. What I was gonna say is this is the same thing as we did with Roman and Sierra, where it's like, yeah, this is all us being like, if you could live in that world, which girl? Yeah. Would you prefer in reality, all of them just walk right through us. There's not even like, they'd be like, oh wow, that was sex.
You're but
like,
we know that. Stuff. And in this forum, we get to do to them what they would do to us. And I'm saying, when I throw you those options, Jacob, the fact that you want to bang that stork above all else is insane to me.
All so, right. I feel bad bringing it up. Like, yeah, I mean, I want it stated. I have no shot with any of these women. So.
Oh man, Jacob, it would be great. It would be great to find out that Jacob is like Cardi B's weakness. You know, this bad bitch from the street, and she's like, "Who is that?" And Jacob's like, "Hey, I work here." And she's just like, "I need to be with you." She's just always around Jake. She leaves. She leaves. Offset. Wait, who's she with?
Is it Offset? Offset. I'm out. I found True's love.
Yeah, and Jacob's like, hey, man, I guess we'll forward you where she's taking your mail.
I have to lotion Cardi's butt, guys. I got to jam out of here.
Sorry, man. I got to keep that thing smooth as marble.
Yeah, exactly.
LaFonda is the best thing that has ever happened to me. That's Jacob. He goes, Cardi is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I don't picture Cardi being nice to me. I'm sorry, man.
Dude, she'd love on you, and you'd sell her merch.
Oh, dude, she would dote on you, and then she'd be like this, Jacob, you're real. You're in my crew. I can trust you. Who's fake? And you'd be like, I don't really like some of those guys that come from the neighborhood. Here for handouts. And she's like stroking. He's stroking his chest as he lays on like a fucking purple sectional leather sofa.
Cardi, hun, I want to go shopping. She goes, how much? Goes,
yeah,
this much.
Please. And then he kisses her on the cheek.
I love you.
And she goes, you're my weakness.
Yeah. He goes, put her here. There we are.
They're auctioning off a Joey Logano bodysuit. And she's like, you know I got to take care of you because I love you.
Oh, Carl. Joey Logano, I want to buy your old car for my man.
My man, I'm turning a Joey Logano car into a bed for my
man's.
For my man's. He sleeps.
Yo, he stays asleep.
Jacob's showing us when we go over to their place. And he goes, and look, right here, the driver's side door opens right up. You can get right in the bed.
This thing's got a fridge full of Ciroc, and
he goes, do you remember when? He goes, and you have Backwoods right next to the bed. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Backwoods. Jacob's smoking blunts now.
He goes, shit.
He goes, the mattress in my Lugano bed. He goes, fuck Helix. I got Sleep Number.
Yeah. He goes, we had it float in from Europe. This is Italian marble.
Dude, showing
my baths. This is where the show really happens, when I take my baths.
Dude, Jacob showing the amenities of living with a wealthy Cardi B.
This is a middle of the room tub.
He goes, have you guys ever had their special seasonal Hennessy?
It's pumpkin flavored.
I've been crying, lying in the fetal position with her, man.
Dude, Jacob, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you were her weakness and you guys, this worked.
You know what I'm surprised? You know what I gave a shot for Cardi, and I'm surprised I liked Chitlins.
He goes, didn't know. I love Plantanos.
I use it with my grape nuts.
Oh man,
it was really fun. Christmas in the Bronx.
She's actually really a good dancer.
Yeah, everybody knows she's a dope rapper, but no one ever talks about her fly ass dancing.
All right, love you, boo.
Just him saying that loud.
I love you, boo.
Hello, this is DJ Lou. Crackle, crackle, everybody. On Thursday's Quarantine Lost Tapes, Jay and Christine's internet gets a little wonky and they drop out. But the young bull Shane Gillis is on hand to talk about his hatred of local news. Here it is.
Hey, welcome back to The Bonfire, Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95. I'm Dan Soder, and my co-host, Big Jay Oakerson, gone but not forgotten. His internet dropped out. He'll be back any moment. Our guest, Shane Gillis from the Matt and Shane Secret Podcast.
I woke up to my mom watching the news, and she's very aggressive about it.
Yeah.
She's like, this is my time to watch the news. So she's like...
Dude, moms love news.
Intentionally loud. Intentionally loud the whole time. And
well, dude,
like,
I'll tell you, when I was
banging dishes,
dude, moms, if you fall asleep on the couch, moms love to bang dishes and to turn up the news as loud as possible.
Oh, it's totally loud. Yeah. As loud as I had to be like, hey, could you turn that down a little?
My mom would always, whenever
like, it's gotta be humid. That's all. The local news sucks.
It sucks.
Unbelievable.
And all moms care about is they just want to jill off to the weather because they feel like they know the local weather guy.
Yeah.
My mom
walked in the other day and was like, hey, it's gonna hail in Lancaster later. And I was like, yeah. Oh, really?
No, dude.
Do you know how many times a half hour away?
Do you know how many times I heard growing up, like, it's supposed to be in the low 70s this weekend? And you're like, why do I care? I don't care. It's fucking Wednesday.
I'm gonna be surprised, like I always am. I'm gonna wake up, go outside.
I got told growing up to shut up so many times when the weather came on, because my mom would be like, "Shut up, the weather's on." And I'm like, "So, anyways, I don't think I'm handling the death of Dad well." And she's like, "Shut up, Green's on. Ed Green on News 4 is about to tell me if it's fucking about the rain or not."
We got fucking Hurricane Schwartz out in Philly, dude. Got him, Hurricane Schwartz. He's great. Deshaun Jackson probably hates him, but he's
pretty good. Not a fan of Schwartz. He's a bigger fan of a goy name.
They just, I mean, they're kind of dumb, I think. I don't know. They were just like talking about racism. Literally, it was. I watched every segment go coronavirus racism, coronavirus racism, coronavirus racism. I mean, that was every single segment. It was wild.
And then they do a fun one where they go, and a cat show.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they would do that. They would occasionally toss in like a
Here's a car for kids.
This isn't the time for this.
Come on.
There was one. There was one, and I don't know the details on it. I was half asleep on a couch looking at it.
Yeah.
It looked like a black dude in Georgia just fired a gun into a truck full of white people and killed a white lady. And they were like, "Did he feel threatened for his life because there was a bunch of white people in a truck?" I think so.
Local news, they don't even do this.
No, everyone was defending the guy.
Dude, local news trying to handle racism and the coronavirus is like when you see an open micer try to be Doug Stanhope and they're doing like big like government jokes and you're like, dude, you can't even fucking tell a joke. Shut up. What are you even talking about? Yeah, dude, that's always one of the funniest things is seeing local news get out of their local news. Yeah, it is
local news. Dude, there was a weather guy. I think it was weather or maybe sports. Local guy. He was young. It was me and my ex-girlfriend and her cousin. We were at the bar in Harrisburg.
Yeah.
This dude walked in and her cousin, like, loved him.
Yeah.
And this guy walked in like he was the fucking man. And I was like, Yeah, that's one of the biggest dickheads I've ever seen in my life. Like he was still like in his suit. He was like, "Who's ready for some shots?" Like he walked with that. And then I remember my girlfriend's cousin was like, she like the argument was hilarious. She hit me with like, "He's cooler than you'll ever be," like something like that about this. It was something like that, and I was like, "That weather guy's a fucking bitch."
Dude, I like,
fuck you. And I got we almost broke up that night, me and my girlfriend. She sided with my cousin. It was like, "Shane, you're being an asshole." I was like, "The weather guy is a douche."
Yeah.
What's the argument?
What is the argument? What, because he can run a double Doppler? You think he's a fucking badass?
Oh, I hate that guy.
Yeah, there is. I would love to hear a story of women that hooked up with a local news anchor that thought he was like big time.
She definitely hooked up with him.
Oh, really? That night?
I believe she had hooked up with him before. My girlfriend's cousin. That's why she was like, "He's so awesome, right?" And I was like, "That guy's a fucking bitch, dude."
that guy fucking sucks.
I said to him, the doctor was his mother.
Oh, perfect. Perfect timing. Jay, while you were gone, we were talking about local news and how much it sucks and how local news people are just corny as fuck.
What you say about Hurricane Schwartz?
He brought up Hurricane Schwartz.
Jerry Pinacoli went national, but he was in Philly getting gerbils up his butt was always the thing.
And don't worry, Colorado. I didn't forget about News 4's Ed Green. That was my guy.
Weather guy.
Ed Green.
Your weather guy didn't have a weather pun in his name?
It was Green.
Only Hurricane Schwartz. Nobody else has that.
No, there's definitely like Storm Matthews and shit like that.
Dallas Rains in L.A.
Yeah.
And it's R-E-I-G-N-S.
Bring him up. Bring him up right now. I want to see Dallas Rains.
Oh, he's a jerk off for sure.
Hurricane Schwartz is pretty great. I want to see fucking Tornado McAdams.
Hail Daniels.
Oh, dude, that would be fucking awesome.
By the way, all weathercaster names could also be names of male porn stars.
Yes. Storm. Yes, I would just go by Storm. Storm McClain.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, the biggest cocked Asian.
Oh, look at him.
Tsunami Tran.
Dude, look at Dallas Reigns. Dallas Reigns looks like he has to be choked to come.
His hair never doesn't look like that. 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day, Dallas Reigns' hair looks like that.
Because, you know, it's
usually you host late night at the Comedy Store.
Because women love when you know what's coming or what I'm coming. Hi, I'm Dallas Reigns. Yeah. My teeth
and
are.
If you're a female who wants to sit next to me at my desk, you better make with the puss.
My teeth are so fake, they're blue.
Oh, he's an LA guy? I forgot you're from LA.
Oh, he's a Jedi though. I didn't know that.
Yeah, bring up he's a Sith Lord, Jay. Fucking learn your shit first of all. Sorry. Let's see Sith Lord Dallas Reigns. Yeah.
Darth Reigns.
Darth Reigns. Dude, if he didn't start going by Darth Reigns, that would be such an awesome thing.
How is no one in the comments of this funny enough to write Darth Reigns?
Yeah, dude, already just give in.
By the way, there was only two comments on it. Man, Dallas Reigns is not. I'll tell you what, Christine, you seem to be the only person that remembers him. He has a...
Toss up Schwartz, dude. Get me some Schwartz.
Yeah, dude, I want to see Hurricane Schwartz. And then also bring up Ed Green, that fucking classically handsome man.
Hurricane Schwartz is not a looker, dude. He's the Gene Siskel of weathermen.
Dude, Ed Green will steal your mom, dude. Watch out.
This guy was not... It was not, quote-unquote, raining pussy on him. In Philadelphia, he probably had a nice family life and made a decent amount of money because you know his name. But man, he was definitely not getting newscaster puss. No way.
Ed Green's at
the Jay. I don't know. He's well known, bro.
Jerry Pinacoli was out there so much he was getting gerbils jammed up for shitter.
Dude, all I'm saying is if you're at the Western Stock Show and Ed Green shows up, hide your mom.
That's a Schwartz man, dude.
Ed Green, dude. Ed Green will steal your fucking mom. Dude. Say it again.
By the way, Ed Green looks like a guy I do not want to hang out with. Ed Green. I agree.
Ed Green's a bitch, dude. Schwartz all day.
Hurricane Schwartz sucks. Yeah. Bunny tie ass dork. Look at him.
Hurricane, dude.
I'm first starting to turn Glenn into Schwartz, dude.
Shane's going to be Hurricane Gillis.
I haven't seen Hurricane Gillis in a while.
Get Shane a bow tie and some glasses. Let him predict what's coming.
Wait, yeah. See Hurricane Schwartz's wife.
Search Hurricane Schwartz nudes.
See if there's a fappening on the Schwartz.
Hurricane Schwartz fappening.
Guaranteed smoke show wife.
Oh, okay, Hurricane.
What?
All right. All what? Right.
Hurricane Schwartz has got a dime piece.
Obviously.
Let's see. Let's see a picture. A dime, maybe stretching it, but she's a
that
fine
next one. Looks like, that one looks like they're a punchline.
Yeah, and also...
I wonder if Schwartz has seen me in my art.
Yeah, see, probably. I think he's watched you construct and build and then destroy.
I think Lou Tilly saw me before. Lou Tilly.
Oh, you got Lou Tilly?
Vecchione used to be on Lou Tilly's like comedy corner a couple times. Yeah, Lou Tilly. Tilly looks like a jerk off.
Dude, Philly, all Philly fucking media people, just all, they're all just wops. It's great.
They really are.
A bunch of fucking Italian dudes that are like, yo, what cheesesteak do you like? That's fucking episode.
Christine, could you internet fact check the Jerry Panicoli puts a gerbil up his butt? I don't believe any of the stories because that's happened too much. But you'd assume once the word is out, someone's put a gerbil up their butt.
Dude, I didn't realize that all Denver local, old local newsmen in Denver are just like hot older dudes. Bring up Ron Zappolo. Over here, Zappolo. Dude, it's
they're supposed to be.
Dude, steal your mom country. Look at all
Sam Champion.
Wait, hang on, say that one more time. I was looking for the gerbil story.
Oh, Ron Zappolo. Bring up Ron Zappolo from News 9. I think I'm trying to guess all the guys that got my mom all geeked up. Ed Green, don't Ron Zappolo.
Meet these guys when you do morning TV on the road, dude. I meet these guys all, and they're just exactly what you think. They're just like, just like guys in like tight suits.
Cheese dicks.
Yes.
Cheese dicks.
You say
and
anything?
They say something.
Funny?
And they
also they're willing to do this is they'll talk to you and you go, it's like, yeah, it's fucking hot out here, right? Can you get this goddamn fucking weather to break, man? It sucks. You came in a shit time of year, man. But you know, hopefully the shows will be good, right? They goes, and we're live. They go, hi, I'm here with the, like, they really do that. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, dude.
Ron, that guy's awesome.
Ron Zappolo? Yeah, dude. Don't sleep on Ron Zappolo.
We look at him fucking cranking a cigar.
Dude, he's fucking.
That's a handsome bro.
Dude, him and Ed Green are fucking some lady killers on the local news.
Zappolo is into some weird shit.
Oh yeah, dude, I bet
Zappolo's into some weird shit. He's been to a lot of like key parties and like he's been in rooms with a lot of guys who are dicks out. Oh,
definitely been in like Cherry Hills and like Elway's mansion, you know, like in a robe. And he's like, John, I'm done with her upstairs. Let her cool off before you give it to her.
I doubt there's a wife, dude.
I don't know. Is that his wife?
Type in Guma.
Ron Zappolo's Guma. I don't fucking kiss her on the mouth. What are you fucking crazy?
Hey, this is Big J. Okerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media, at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.